goes west to the tree farm.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Holy Friday Present Truth program. I want to, before I begin, wish everyone a very happy Passover. May you enjoy your Sunday with your family, and may you have a wonderful weekend. I discussed yesterday that what is happening in Israel with these attacks on Israel. Yesterday's program, I stated out of the Israeli papers that Israel is going to respond to any attacks on Israeli citizens, terrorist attacks, anything that the terrorist groups do. Israel will respond swiftly with full force. Benjamin Netanyahu has made that clear. And I told you in the program that Israel was ready to hit hard any terrorist activities, any areas where there might be missiles coming in over the borders into Israel. And I did say in the program that Israel was going to, last night, respond. And they did. They launched airstrikes into Lebanon and to the Gaza Strip after the biggest salvo of rockets coming from the other side into Israel since 2006. Israel responded. This is not over. This is not going to be over. This is the beginning of a prophecy that I had mentioned to you yesterday. For those that don't read the Bible, there's a prophecy in Psalm chapter 83, and it's a prophecy that has never been fulfilled. It could only be fulfilled when Israel became a nation once again after a hiatus of about 1900 plus years. Israel became a nation in 1948. Now the prophecy in Psalm 83 can be fulfilled. It couldn't be fulfilled until now. And the prophecy basically is in the last decade, the decade prior to Christ's return, early in that decade, terrorist groups surrounding Israel would conspire to attack Israel in joint fashion from the north in Lebanon, Syria, present-day Jordan, also in the southwest along the Mediterranean Sea, from the area of Gaza, the Gaza Strip. Also, probably some groups out of western Saudi Arabia that border down south along Israel's border in that vicinity. And these nations would quietly make a plan to attack Israel at the same time. It wouldn't be just an attack from Lebanon or an attack from Syria, the Damascus area, or from present-day Jordan along the east side all the way from Amman, Jordan, all the way down to the south to Aqaba. It wouldn't be just from groups attacking out of the Gaza Strip. It would be all of the mentioned. They would together jointly attack Israel. And in the psalm, the psalmist, he calls for God to respond and to protect Israel and to destroy all of the enemies. And Psalm 83 indicates that all of the terrorist groups in all of these areas that I've mentioned are going to be neutralized. They're going to be destroyed. The attacks, they're not going to be able to continue attacks into the future. Excuse me. We're at that point. Early in the decade prior to Christ's return, this war in the Middle East with Israel and the terrorist groups surrounding Israel would occur. We are watching it, the preparations for it, right now. Here's what happened last night. Israeli jets hit sites in Lebanon and Gaza early Friday morning in retaliation for rocket attacks. It blamed on the Islamic group Hamas. Now, Hamas and Hezbollah. Hezbollah is the ruling faction. Nothing happens that Hezbollah doesn't know about. Hezbollah is involved in everything. The reason the conflict has erupted is because there were worshipers on the mount, on the mosque mount, earlier in the week, and it got out of control. Israel had to send troops in. This was not an accidental, this was a provoked situation where Israel had to, the forces had to respond to the people there on that mount area. It was not accidental. It didn't just happen.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Howdy, this is Pastor Bruce Miller from Foothills Baptist Church. Resurrection Sunday is just around the corner, and we want to invite you to come worship our risen Savior with us Sunday, April 9th at Foothills Baptist Church, 9:30 a.m. We're located at 4000 West 22nd Street, just off Morning Drive on the west side of Loveland. That's 9:30 a.m. Resurrection Sunday at Foothills Baptist Church, 4000 West 22nd Street.
Hey folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Yeah.
So Israel went in and they hit targets, including tunnels, weapons manufacturing sites of Hamas and the Islamic group that controls the blockade along the southern coastal strip. Now, here's what Benjamin Netanyahu stated. Israel's response tonight and later will exact a significant price from our enemies. The Israeli Defense Forces will respond accordingly. We will not allow this aggression to go unpunished. So Benjamin Netanyahu is making it very clear. But I'm going to tell you what Psalm 83 says is going to happen. Even Israel can't stop it. Israel is being commanded by God to take out all of the terrorist groups surrounding Israel. Prophecy must be fulfilled. And the United States is not going to intervene. This time, the United States, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all of the agencies of America are not going to stop Israel from a complete, total victory north, east, south, and west. A complete, total victory to the point where Israel is going to destroy Damascus. That prophecy is in Isaiah chapter 17. And Israel is going to take out all of the terrorist groups in present-day Jordan, all the way up and down the east coast, eastern border, south of the Jordan River and south. Israel is going to be thorough. Lebanon, all the terrorist groups, Hamas, Hezbollah, they're going to be eliminated. All of the terrorist groups in the Gaza Strip are going to be dealt with, and there's going to be airstrikes on the Gaza Strip like you have never seen before. This time Israel is going to be thorough. Israel doesn't have a choice. Israel, the enemies are getting stronger. Their weapons, their stockpiles of weapons have increased. Iran is funding, is fueling, sending weapons to the north, to Damascus, to Lebanon, Syria. And also, Syria is helping Jordan, the nation of Jordan, to empower her in this coming war. Syria will be sending weapons and assisting the nation of Jordan in this campaign against Israel. Israel is going to be successful. America is not going to intervene. America is not going to stop it. Barack Obama and his shadow government is going to have to watch what Israel does. Joe Biden, he won't even know what's happening because he doesn't have a clue. The real Joe Biden. I wish we could see the real Joe Biden. And if you could see the real Joe Biden, you'd really start to worry. Because there is nothing there. Nothing there, Lieutenant. Now, Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu has made it clear to the terrorist groups, we'll take you out, but they won't listen. The hatred for Israel and the Jewish people and God himself, it even says in Psalm 83, they hate the God of Israel. But later in the chapter, it says that some of them are going to meet the God of Israel. As odd as that may seem, they're going to actually meet the God of Israel. So in other words, they're going to know that it is the God of Israel that is going to give Israel this victory. Then soon after that, Russia and Iran and a group of other nations, it is their turn, their time to step up to the plate to try to destroy Israel and invade Israel. That will fail also. So that is in a nutshell. I want you to know that. I personally think this conflict that Israel, the beginning of this conflict now, I think the fuse has been ignited. I don't think this time, I don't think there's going to be a solution other than full out action on Israel's part to destroy these terrorist organizations once and for all. This time it's going to be thorough. God is fair. He does say that he's going to do whatever is possible to protect the women and the children, not the young soldiers. The young soldiers, there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of these terrorist soldiers that are going to die. It can't be stopped. God is not fooling with the nations that continue to attack and harass Israel. God is not fooling. Israel is in the Bible. At the end of the world, God promised to protect Israel and the Jewish people in spite of their apostasy, in spite of their communist beliefs, socialist beliefs, in beliefs in things other than the God of Israel. Most of the Jewish people don't even believe in the God of Israel for the most part. And if they do, it's just a very casual relationship. It's just like, yeah, we want to be left alone. We want to get on with our lives. Where Israel's in a state where we're booming as an economy. The rest of the world is going to hell in a handbasket, but we're doing well as an economy. We're like Russia. We're doing well. So they, you might say, are apostate toward their God, but God still is going to protect them against these enemies. That's what we're watching. I just want to let you know this. And then you watch. In the next week, I'm going to continue because this is going to escalate. I'm telling you, it's going to escalate. The United States is not going to intervene. They're not going to be allowed by God to intervene. Now, this is out of the cradle.co. This was today. Palestinian resistance leaders, Ismail Haniyeh and Jayad el-Nakala of the Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad movements were in Lebanon's capital, Beirut, 2 days ago for talks with representatives of a number of factions, coinciding with the barrage of rocket fire which targeted northern Israel from Lebanese territory that day. They've gathered together. They're talking about a plan, a strategy. And they're not there with just Hamas. They are there with Hezbollah. They are there with advisors out of Iran. They're there with advisors out of Syria, out of Damascus. They're there with the leaders out of the Gaza Strip. These people are all getting together. They're planning a joint strategy against Israel. You don't have to believe me. I'm telling you, this is what the scripture says. It says it right here in Psalm 83, which I'm not reading. I'm thinking about it. I've read it. I understand what it says. They are counseling. They're in a state of counsel, making decisions as to what is going to be the best move to make against Israel. They had a strategy to allow worshipers to go in to cause conflict. This didn't just happen. This was a strategy. This is always the strategy of these people. It doesn't change from incident to incident. It never changes. It remains the same. Same strategy, just a different time. Well, this time, it has caused a conflict. This time, the outcome is going to be much different. Now, in the book of Zechariah said something very profound, that in the time in which we live, there's going to be, Ukraine is a hot spot. Many hot spots throughout the years. But there's one location that is going to be a, you might say, a something that brings hardship to everybody, because it's going to be an area of conflict all the time, and it will never stop. That is Jerusalem. Jerusalem is going to be like a cup, and it's a cup of trembling. Every time something happens in Jerusalem, there are going to be consequences on the nations and the people, the societies internationally that conspire against the people in Jerusalem and the people in Israel. It's going to be a cup of trembling. This has begun. Jerusalem is going to be a problem for the world from this point on. Donald Trump fulfilled prophecy when he was president. He fulfilled the prophecy that Jerusalem would be the capital of the nation of Israel. He was a man who fulfilled that prophecy. And Jerusalem is going to be a cup of trembling. And this is what happened 2 days ago on the Temple Mount. It has caused a stir. And the terrorist groups are saying their propaganda machine has begun, that it is the brute forces of Israel, the IDF, these officers, the cops or the police that went in, they were brutal. They were beating up the worshipers. They were relentless. They were ruthless. This is a joke. This is always the method of propaganda and deceit that they use. If you could see the photos and see the truth, it wasn't as they described it. Definitely, there was a lot of protest and there was conflict, but it was not accidental. It's right at Passover. Ramadan, they waited to do Ramadan exactly at the same time. And so what are you going to do? You're going to have problems. Well, this time, the problems were the terrorist groups decided to start throwing bombs over the border, into rockets, into Israel. That's the problem. Not the people on the Temple Mount, at the mosque. The problem was rockets coming over the border. People don't see what the real problem is. The protest, the conflict on Temple Mount was taken care of quickly. But now the haters and the terrorist groups around Israel, they use that as a way to in which to provoke and to supposedly try to even the score. No. This time, when this dust settles, Israel is going to be 100% victorious. They are going to eliminate the center of the terrorist organizations, Damascus. Damascus is the center of it all. It's going to be flattened. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back.
Saturday mornings from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Topic focus, guests from across the country, and answering your garden questions. That's Saturdays, 11 to noon. Catch the replay Sundays, 4 to 5 p.m.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tommy here with Revo Knives. We're a Colorado company looking for local customers who own a business that want to make a gift for their customers or employees that they'll always use and remember. We customize our knives with your logo and information so they always look at who to get back to when they need your service. Head over to our website at RevoKnives.com or give us a call at 720-947-9599. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Hello, this is George Sawtooth, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show, The George Sawtooth Hour, on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m., where we will explore wacky subjects together. See you then.
So what I'm presenting to you, you know, it's you may think it's far out. It's too far out. You may question what I'm saying. That's fine. I'm just saying that I know there's a prophecy in the Old Testament in the Psalm 83, and that prophecy has never occurred. It has to. It will take place early in the last decade, before Christ's return. The conditions, Israel is going to have to respond, not just to the rockets being fired over the border, but there are other things that have also come into play too. China worked out an agreement with Iran and Saudi Arabia to end their conflict, which they've been in a turmoil for 20-25 years. And there's no dialogue. There was no way for these two countries to work together. But China, about 2 weeks ago, was able to get them to begin negotiations, talks, and meetings. The ambassadors from each of the two countries just recently got together here a couple of days ago. Well, you may think, so what? Well, I'm going to tell you, so what? This puts added pressure on Israel. Iran is Israel's staunch enemy. Israel has just begun to work out a good relationship with Saudi Arabia due to the Abrahamic agreements that were put in place between some of the Arab nations and Israel during the Trump administration. while he was able to be in the White House. He's still the president, but he's in exile, out doing rallies. He's still the president. This puts added pressure on Israel. Iran and Saudi Arabia working together. This is not in the best interests of Israel. Then we have another situation that most of you probably are not aware of. Bashar Assad out of Syria has once again, they have been working with, Syria has been working with Iran, but now Syria is also beginning to begin dialogue after a long period of time, once again with Saudi Arabia. This is an additional, might say this is another situation that's making the nation of Israel a little bit nervous. Syria is also working out, there's dialogue between Vladimir Putin and Syria, and Syria and Turkey. So what's happening is now the Arab nations, the conflicts are being mended. They're ending. This is putting a different, there's a different dynamic with Israel and the neighbors. So you have the conflict with Hamas, Hezbollah, ISIS, ISIL, and all the others. You have Saudi Arabia working with Iran, Saudi Arabia talking to Bashar Assad. You have Turkey working with Assad, Russia with Assad, Russia with Saudi Arabia, Russia with Iran. You have Russia working with some of the other Arab nations down there. You have China working with Saudi Arabia, China with Iran, China with the OPEC nations. The OPEC nations, for the most part, have agreed that they are going to cut oil production. This is making it uncomfortable for the United States. Basically, I was reading one article. Saudi Arabia, in the way that we are in this country, has just given the bird, the finger to our president. You don't do that to empire. You don't give empire the finger. You don't do that ever. But this is what Saudi Arabia has done. And at the same time, not only Saudi Arabia, China and Russia, they've decided to go into complete, total abandonment of the United States petrodollar. The sanctions that America has put on Russia failed. All of the nations of the world, many of the third world nations that are not part of the unipolar world system network, most of the European nations, some of the NATO nations, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the world right now is in complete, total revolt against petrodollar, revolt against U.S. IMF, World Bank control, in total revolt, and they're winning. They're actually not just revolting, they are actually putting a system together that America cannot stop. We can't stop it with sanctions financially. We can't stop it with trade embargoes. Why? Because we need the goods from the other nations, because we are a lazy people by our own desire, but because the Rockefellers gave everything away to China. Manufacturing, textile, industry, it's been given away. So because of that, we're an idle nation. We produce very little. Digitally, quite a bit still. But we don't make steel. We don't do a lot that China and other nations do. So we're dependent on them. dependent upon these other nations. The United States, we are in, you've always heard this, a nation in decline. No, it's true. America is never going to recover. America cannot recover. We build nothing. We consume. We build. Everybody here is building an empire, their own little empires. They're building their castles. And there are very many, 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 many very, very wealthy people in the United States of America. You know, we have offshore accounts for some of these very wealthy people. Offshore accounts, Cayman Islands, Switzerland, wherever. Well, we don't even know that there are these safe havens for finances, onshore accounts. There are onshore accounts right here in the good old U.S. of A. In Rapid City, South Dakota, in Wyoming, onshore accounts. If you have billions that you want to stash and hide from the American government, there's onshore accounts. Forget offshore. Why offshore when you can have it right here onshore, right up here in Wyoming? Now, how did that come to pass? Well, could it be from our old vice president friend with George? Could he have been part of putting onshore accounts in Wyoming? You know who I'm talking about. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, the Present Truth.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Okay, so we have conflict, we have problems in the Middle East. I've been saying that we're going to have conflict in the Middle East. It's beginning. Now, Israel just here yesterday, Israeli defense and intelligence officials were alarmed over a recent comment by a U.S. Joint Chief of Staff General Mark Milley regarding Iran's nuclear program. Last week, Milley testified that the United States remains committed as a member of policy that Iran will not have a fielded nuclear weapon. Now, the use of the word fielded in the article raised the alarms among Israeli intelligence community, who demanded clarification on whether the United States had changed its stance on Iran and was ready to tolerate a nuclear weapons program. Now, Milley claimed that Iran could create enough uranium for a nuclear weapon in just 2 weeks. Then he continued, it would only take a few more months to produce an actual nuclear weapon. Why would he state that? Okay. The officials also said Milley's estimation of the length of time Iran would require to build a nuclear weapon after amassing enough uranium enriched to 90% purity, that also worried them as well, the Israeli intelligence. Now, then on the right after that, Milley came back and said that, the ambassador, the U.S. ambassador to Israel, he responded and he said that whatever is needed, Israel will make sure that what is needed will be available to keep Iran from going forward with a nuclear program. They are not going to have a nuclear weapon. So you have Israel still wondering what is the United States response and position on Tehran getting a weapon. Joe Biden in the past stated that we will not stand by and watch Iran get a nuclear weapon. Number two, all options are on the table. Number three, Israel can and should do whatever they need to do to deal with Iran, and we've got their back. So the U.S. is saying, we're with you, but Milley is saying maybe he just fielded a nuclear weapon question or remark. So Israel is under a little bit of pressure. Israel is not going to be able or not going to and can't sit and just watch things develop. If you have a wasp or hornets building a nest in your back porch, you need to take care of it. That's what's happening presently with these nations around Israel. They are, Israel's going to deal with any threats. And Psalm 83 says that Israel cannot, there's no negotiation. God says Israel will deal with the terrorist threats of aggression, hostility toward Israel as a nation, toward the Jewish people. This is what the God of Israel said, and it's going to happen. Now, so you have so many things going on. So China and Iran working with Saudi Arabia, Iran and Saudi Arabia. You have OPEC nations that are going to cut production. China and Brazil, they're exchanging goods directly with their own currencies. They're not using the petrodollar. You have many countries petitioning and asking to become members in the BRICS trading system network. They want to trade. They want commerce. They want to be involved in this economic plan. So in other words, with what I just mentioned, I'm basically saying what others are saying. America is no longer calling the shots internationally, not calling the shots in the Middle East, not calling the shots with Russia and China, not calling the shots in South America. The nations are not protesting U.S. world hegemony. They're in absolute total revolt. They are have made the decision to no longer allow the United States to dictate anything to these nations. This is what they call the Southern Belt, mainly south of the equator. America still controls quite a bit in Europe through NATO, through its army and NATO, through its military presence in Europe through NATO, but not in Africa, not in South America. The global South has made the decision to work together against the global North. So you have a network of global control, and you have a multipolar network with a global agenda. And which of the two agendas is going to be the best for the people of the world? It's not going to be the unipolar world hegemonic Luciferian Illuminati system. Absolutely not. That is a system of occult control, Nazism. Everything you're seeing, England, why is Charles supporting Ukraine? Because they're his Nazi brothers. This is what this is all about. We'll come back to finish out the hour. Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com for podcasts.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop, safe in the wound. Find Bleed Stop on the KHNC website. Simply click on the Bleed Stop button at the top of the page.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399. 8399.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy. So, this is what's happening. It's chaos. It's chaos. The whole world is in upheaval. The nations of the world are in revolt against empire. When the United States decided to go with war in Russia a year ago, what happened is the United States triggered a revolt internationally. And this is to break the grip, and the revolt is to break the grip of empire on these nations of the world. This strategy, brilliant by Vladimir Putin. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. And the time was right. He waited to make the move. It was a strategy that the globalists didn't see coming of the West. They didn't see it coming. And now they wanted to sow to the wind. They wanted to push the World Economic Forum. They wanted to push digital currency, which we're going to have. But at the same time, Russia and China were already working on an alternate trading system of currencies of these nations trading with their own currencies, working with the yen, the ruble, with all of it. With the rupee out of India, with the real out of Brazil, and the United States was hell-bent on using the petrodollar for continued control of these nations. They had enough. They said no. Putin was there at the right time. China, before Xi Jinping. Xi Jinping is just a newcomer. Xi Jinping didn't help put anything together. He's a recipient of being at the right place at the right time. It was Vladimir Putin that has done this strategy. A brilliant, brilliant individual. And the United States, they were playing tic-tac-toe, and Putin was playing chess. And the U.S. was forced into, well, the U.S. made the decision to put nukes in eastern Ukraine. Russia said no, and Russia pulled the trigger. And Russia pulled many triggers. The big trigger just took place 2 weeks ago. Xi and Putin are now taking the lead to destroy the globalist Luciferian control system of the West. And they are going to do it. America has topped out, peaked out. We have hit a ceiling. We will not get any more powerful economically. We will not control the nations economically. The nations that are in that BRICS network, they will trade together. The United States will be forced to trade with Europe. It's okay. There'll be two systems. The other system would be a better system. It's going to flourish. It will be there. They can't stop it. Then there was another point I was going to make, and I think it tried to fly away. The point was that Vladimir Putin, brilliant strategy, and now all the nations in the OPEC oil world are now saying they're going to lower prices for themselves in their network, raise prices as it goes out of their network to the other nation. They're going to come out smelling like a rose. God bless this audience. Have a wonderful Passover weekend. God bless you. Sunday, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you next week. God bless you.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Hey, Sharp community members, this is Tommy with Tommy's Barbers and Blades. We're reaching out to you guys to let you know that we're in need of a barber or stylist at our Meade location on Highway 66 and I-25. If you're a seasoned pro or know someone who's great, give us a ring at 720-745-0783 or stop in and talk to us. We're looking for you. Again, that's 720-745-0783.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.